First thing, I'd like to welcome troop number 6. State of the City Address. First of all, I would like to thank the DeKalb County Board of Education, Avondale Elementary School, especially Principal Dr. Andrews, as well as Regional Superintendent who's with us here this evening, Regional Superintendent Trenton Arnold. I'd like to thank all of you for allowing us to have our visit here. And I'd also like to say to thank our city manager, Patrick Bryant, and city staff for putting this great event together, having refreshments for everybody. Can we have a hand? And I'd also like to recognize that DeKalb County Commissioner Steve Bradshaw is with us here this evening. Steve? All right, thank you. All right. It is not only my honor to serve you, the residents, property owners, and business owners as your mayor. It is my privilege to work together with a strong team of individuals to present to you tonight the State of the City for Avondale Estates. I know I speak for everyone you'll hear from tonight when I thank you for your attendance. Your being here shows that you care about Avondale Estates and you want our city to prosper. The beautiful thing about being a resident of Avondale Estates is that you have a voice. And we always welcome many voices who let the Board of Mayor Commissioners know what is important, what needs to be done, and sometimes what not should be done. It is meaningful input that is an inextricable part of our governance and our way of life. The thing that strikes every visitor to Avondale Estates is that it has character. And we have our identity in that character. Sometimes it may be hard for us to see when we try to implement change, even when the change remains in line with that character. However, we have the faith that that character will endure as it has for almost 100 years. For example, a few months ago, the city was honored to receive the Live, Work, Play Award from the Georgia Municipal Association for the first time. To us, this is more than just a name or an award. It is the way we see Avondale Estates. Those of you sitting here are our friends and neighbors, our partners and supporters. We live in a small community. We work together to make it the best community. And we celebrate that tonight as we look back in 2018 and forward to the future in Avondale Estates.
In Avondale Estates, we're a small city. And we can do big things. We are more powerful than our size would imply, thanks to the positive and valuable relationships we've built and developed over the years. Our being here at Avondale Elementary School is an example of a good relationship, one with school leader Dr. Dante Andrews, who, without hesitation, agreed to host this evening's event. Thank you, Dr. Andrews, and DeKalb County School District. Relationship building is also a strength modeled by the Avondale school parents and community volunteers. They sought out partnerships and received a grant from Kaboom, organized volunteers, which included many of our residents, and they worked to create a new playground for the school, a valuable amenity which will mutually benefit both the students and surrounding community for many years to come. One more fun fact, the Avondale Elementary School Education Foundation put on their best parade gear recently and graciously served as grand marshals of our most recent 4th of July parade. our residents regularly welcome opportunities to volunteer and to learn with the students on days like Career Day and helping with STEM garden projects. We are very proud of the accomplishments of Avondale Elementary School and what Dr. Andrews, the faculty, staff, and students do every day to build a stronger learning community right here in the heart of Avondale Estates. Our city's commitment to education doesn't stop here. We also have three other high-performing schools right here at our doorstep. DeKalb School of the Arts High School and DeKalb Elementary School of the Arts are both places where you can see examples of creativity and excellence. You'll see DSA students performing at the city's Art Walk, as well as inviting our residents to their spring musical and performances throughout the year. We also appreciate our strong relationship with the Museum School of Avondale Estates. The school was named 2019 Georgia Charter School of the Year, and you'll often see TMS students performing service projects at Willis Park and Lake Avondale, as well as the youngest of students visiting the police department and public works to get a hands-on look at the services they provide. Our city's not an island. We are surrounded by the ever-changing DeKalb County, the hustle and bustle of Metro Atlanta, and the state of Georgia, the largest state in the Southeast. Working together with our city and county partners, we have developed relationships with government leaders to leverage our resources and provide better quality government and services to our citizens. These partnerships are promoted by the city's participation in the Georgia Municipal Association's legislative advocacy, as well as educational, employee benefit, and technical consulting services. Our own Mayor Elmore, Jonathan, represents our city well as he serves as third district officer and president of the East District on the GMA Board of Directors. It is through these partnerships that we make decisions and lay the groundwork toward a bright future for Avondale Estates. Our comprehensive plan and downtown master plans were developed with stakeholder input, resident input, your input, with partial funding and technical assistance from another valuable partner, the Atlanta Regional Commission. Thank you, ARC. Together with these plans lay out a vision for our community and a roadmap of projects and priorities to get there. Each and every one of us on the board of mayor and commissioners campaigned on and made a commitment to the shared community vision laid out in these plans. That vision is more than just plans for the future. Helping the BOMC convert vision to reality are many, many individuals who dedicate their free time and expertise to advise us elected officials. We are all standing taller and surging forward with their guidance. We are also augmented by community groups made up of residents who have passion for different aspects of what makes our city a great place to live, work, and play. Among these groups, and I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, are the Avondale Estates Parents Cooperative, the Avondale Community Club, two active garden clubs, the Avondale Women's Club, the Men's Club, the Avondale Children's Choir, a poetry group, book clubs, business groups, the Avondale Swim and Tennis Club, and many, many others. These groups all go beyond the names they hold and give back in numerous ways, socially, environmentally, spiritually, and economically to Avondale Estates. These unsung heroes are familiar faces who are among the best advocates for our city. These volunteers bring unprecedented technical expertise, donate countless hours of time, and commit to doing the right things on behalf of the city. I would like to ask for those of you who are members of a board or a commission or a committee with the city, if you wouldn't mind please standing right now so we can acknowledge you. I see some of you in the audience. If you wouldn't mind standing. I know you guys. Thank you so much for your dedication, time, and commitment. Thank you.
One especially important partnership for us is with a group of creative problem solvers who are working hard to improve our central business district. This 7-person board represents both the Avondale Estates Downtown Development Authority, set up through Georgia state law, sometimes you'll hear them referred to as the DDA, and the Avondale Estates Main Street Board, a program administered through the National Trust for Historic Preservation and the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. This double-duty board is guided by the Downtown Master Plan and focused on creating a resilient downtown that attracts businesses, visitors, and residents. The DDA board is an important and valuable tool for our city in terms of financing and economic development. It's empowered to borrow money, purchase property, sell revenue bonds, and receive grants and gifts. Thanks to smart strategic moves by past DDAs, the board owns and manages the Department of Juvenile Justice building on Covington Highway. With increasing growth in the number of businesses and visitors, parking is becoming a challenge in our downtown district. The DDA is helping to provide a solution to this issue with their new purchase of local vibrant businesses, Finders Keepers and Edwin Jarvis. These businesses will retain their dedicated parking in front, and improvements will provide access to a brand new public parking lot in the rear. And the city and the DDA are partnering on another priority project that will literally transform our downtown, pushing ahead with plans for the city-owned 4 acres, an urban park, and commercial space. The Main Street America program was formed to help cities revitalize older and historic commercial districts. We're very proud to qualify and to participate in this program. We can see the efforts of the Main Street Board in the new banners, benches, holiday lighting, and plantings in our central business district. Through stepped-up promotion and marketing, the Main Street Board is working to enhance Avondale's reputation as an event destination by funding and coordinating community participation program events such as the recent German Festival and upcoming Mayhem Fest. Hope to see y'all there. New offerings such as the spring and fall art walks and the popular sip and stroll highlight local businesses and vendors. And as many of us know, the holidays are a special time with additional planned events and residents encouraged to shop small in partnership with American Express. Avondale businesses are also able to work with Main Street to find financing solutions and other economic tools to get established or to expand. Recently, 2 breweries, including the soon-to-open Lost Druid on Washington Street, were able to benefit from the Georgia Department of Community Affairs Revolving Loan Fund. This year, the Department of Community Affairs also designated Avondale Estates as a rural zone. I know, it doesn't seem like we're rural, but as a small city, we were eligible to receive this designation, and it helps revitalize our downtown district by providing tax credits to investors that create jobs and rehabilitate buildings within our downtown area. As you can see, the DDA and Main Street Board is a very hardworking group. We truly appreciate their service and commitment.
So the BOMC, the Board of Mayor and Commissioners, also made some important changes and decisions in the past year. One of the things we did was we brought on a new city manager, and he is intelligent, he is experienced, and he is showing us some results even as we speak. He's restructured City Hall to optimize the way the city departments work. What I'd like to do right now is talk a little bit about the Public Works Department. Everyone can agree that the city of Avondale Estates is a beautiful place to be. And a lot of it is with thanks to the Public Works Department that does what they have to do to keep the city looking the way it is and maintaining the quality of life that we have. For example, we sometimes take the fact that we have twice weekly backdoor trash pickup for granted. It's one of the conveniences that makes living here just that more special. If you want to put a number on how much the Public Works Department does, you can look at the fact that over the past year, they have repaved approximately 10,000 square feet of concrete sidewalk. It was repaired and some was also installed. And if you're in Avondale Estates, you know that we're big on walking. And we're big on walking not just in the downtown district, but we also want to do it in the neighborhoods. And that's that was a big thing for us. So. But, you know, Public Works isn't just about sanitation and sidewalks. They have an awesome responsibility of taking care of Lake Avondale and our parks, our green spaces. And that's another thing we're into a lot in this city. We like our green spaces. And we notice them driving around. And I don't know if folks pay attention, but, you know, they frequently do updates and upgrades to our green spaces. One of the more recent ones was the sprinkler system that was installed in Willis Park. So really, this is to say that, you know, I like to think in terms of use cases, and something I thought about the city of Avondale is that, you know, we have all of this green space, we have the walkability, and it's a beautiful city. And we also welcome folks who don't live in Avondale Estates proper to come and enjoy the benefits that we have here. You know, I think about, you know, a couple, you know, nearby, I don't know how far away, but, you know, they could bring their kids to Willis Park to teach them how to ride a bike. And then they could head up to Rising Sun to get dinner, you know. They can go to the barber up there. They can go to Garage Door Studios, buy any presents they want, go to the Purple Parks Group, get some wine. And when I think about all these things, what it's saying to me is that there's a there. You know, that's what Avondale is. There's a there. And I think that's something that's important for us to remember. But, you know, we do have a lot more to do to maintain the quality of life that we have here. Several years ago, federal mandates came down that put stormwater management, which was a county responsibility, brought it down to the municipal level. And so we are responsible for our stormwater management. We accept that challenge. We accept that responsibility. And we currently have two near-term projects that are designed to relieve some of our neighbors along the Kensington and North Woods areas, relieve them of the problems that they have been having with the stormwater that's come with the heavy rains that we've had. And we're proud to say that they will be soon underway. I wish I could give you a date. I can't, but they will be soon underway. And we're also addressing future stormwater needs. You know, our city is an old city, and we have to address these needs as they come along. So we'll be doing more, and we'll be doing it holistically, thoughtfully, and diligently. And you can count on that from us, from the folks who are up here. The bottom line is that we live in a beautiful city. We have amazing city staff that help it remain beautiful. And we, as residents, welcome folks who may not live among us to enjoy the benefits that we have here because we are so lucky to have them. And that is the character of Avondale Estates. When you walk the streets of Avondale Estates, taking in the houses and views of our city, you can't help but notice the trees that line many of the streets and create the beautiful and growing canopy that we enjoy, as well as being one of the first things visitors to Avondale Estates notice and comment on when they read, when they speak to local residents. We are proud of trees here in Avondale Estates and love to see them thrive along with our residents and businesses. It's no small feat that Avondale Estates is one of the longest-standing Tree City USA recipients in Georgia, earning the recognition for the 35th year. A tree ordinance was recently introduced to provide a consistent set of standards for maintaining the protection of these beautiful trees, which enhance the community's beauty, reduce pollution, lower energy costs, and increase our community's biodiversity. You may have noticed that we've been doing some updating with other ordinances as part of our continuing efforts to enhance quality of life in the city. A few months ago, we approved an amendment to our noise ordinance that will ensure residents are not disturbed in their homes by noise pollution. We're currently updating the sign ordinance to reduce the setbacks and thereby improve the business climate. These updates are needed to keep our ordinances relevant and enforceable. It cannot go without mentioning that the city is consistently rated one of the safest in Georgia, thanks to the dedication of the Avondale Estates Police Department here on our front row. These men and women are among the most dedicated and well-trained in the field, with 1,372 hours in training in this past year, which is almost 81 hours per officer. In addition to regular patrol and response duties, these officers performed more than 7,000 home security checks in 2018 for residents who were going away for a night, a weekend, or a month. Our police department is supported by the wonderful volunteers of both the Neighborhood Watch Program and Citizens Patrol. Let's have a little hand for those guys. Welcome. Recently, a neighborhood watch captain was out walking and noticed someone rifling through belongings in a neighbor's home. She was able to call both the police and the neighbor, keeping an eye on the situation and ensuring the person was caught. It says a lot about our citizens and our police that we can work together, hand in hand, to keep Avondale Estates rated as a safe community. Traffic safety is also an important part of public safety. So let's talk about what we're doing in Avondale Estates to make things better in this area. And while we're talking about roads and transportation, let's keep in mind that we're looking at comprehensive solutions that include motorists, pedestrians, bikers, and all that entails. One such project that's been in the public eye lately is the 278 Road Dive Project. Some of you had the opportunity to come by during the design charrettes or during the public information open house that was hosted at City Hall in conjunction with the Georgia Department of Transportation. Using the feedback from those events, Stantec Consulting is finalizing design. It is anticipated that this project will start in 2021 in partnership with the Atlanta Regional Commission, the State Road and Tollway Authority, and GDOT. We're also moving forward with the redesign of the intersection and approach at Clarendon and North Avondale. If you enjoy shopping or dining in the Tudor Village, you know that the sidewalk next to those buildings on Clarendon is narrow and presents a danger to people walking in this area. Or if you sat at the Stratford and watched as a MARTA bus tries to navigate that turn from North Avondale onto Clarendon, you've seen the need for improvements to avoid buses and other large vehicles from coming up on the sidewalk and curb. Plans for this are currently in review at Georgia DOT with an anticipated summer start date. If you've ever tried to make a turn off Laredo onto Clarendon, you know how awkward that intersection can be, making it difficult to navigate at the best of circumstances. The project is moving towards a design for improvements to the junction. This project is. We can't bring up transportation without mentioning the concerns with excessive speed on some of our residential streets. Your concerns are being heard, and we're looking at options available as we conduct speed studies throughout the area. These are not overnight solutions, and we must weigh the impact that one change may have on other roads. We're looking at holistic solutions, not just transferring the problem to another street.
If you've attended any of our meetings over the last several years, you've probably heard us discuss redevelopment in some form or fashion in our Central Business District. With the Board of Mayor Commissioners, along with the DDA, our city staff, and our residents, We worked very hard to lay the groundwork of what is the foundation of what we hope the CBD could be one day. I'm proud to say that this year was the first year that we saw dirt turning and some of those actual plans and dreams become reality, which was exciting. If any of you have come down our Western Gateway, you've seen the South City Partners Project, the Willis, completed. They have residents in there. They've got retail that is beginning to come in. Califino should come in soon. In addition to that, we got another 25,000 square foot of green space that will finally make our entrance, the Western Gateway into our city, something appealing and pleasing for people to see. You'll also notice that we've begun with that green space, beginning of a walkway that we hope to carry throughout the rest of the Social Business District so that our dreams of a walkable, commutable downtown area become a reality with people being able to walk side by side instead of single file or right now on the street, which is not safe at all if any of you have gone on traffic on 278 anytime soon. We're proud of the work that has been done there. We're proud of the start to what could actually be the dreams of the CBD. In addition to the South City Partners Project, we approved this year the Trammell Crow Project right next to it. Again, additional residences, additional retail space, places for people to live, but also a road connecting Hillier and Maple. So we have a connection on the backside of Avondale so that people can begin to move throughout the Central Business District, not along 278, but within our Central Business District, so it could be more walkable and friendly for folks. In addition to Trammell Crow, we approved Icon Development, which was 33 townhomes. And those tend to be, you know, those big projects tend to be the thing that we spend most of our time focusing on. I want to spend a little bit of time tonight focusing on something a little bit different, and that is the Lost Druid. Our partner Stacy and Rob, I told them earlier they were kind of like our guinea pigs. We've learned a lot over their process. But they are small business that have decided to choose Avondale to build their business. And if you've not seen a project that they've done, you have to. It's simply amazing. But it was a learning process. If you haven't been in Avondale for a while, you know it could have been 30 or 40 years since the last new construction project was done in our Central Business District. It's easy for a developer to build. It's harder for someone that was in marketing and other things to come in and say, how do I navigate doing this in our city? Thanks to city staff, Kerry specifically, DeKalb County, Jonathan worked. They overcame a lot of issues that gave us a roadmap of how do we help small businesses in the future invest and build in Avondale. I'm excited to say that I think your first batch of beer, hopefully by the end of the week and in May, they'll be open, and hopefully we'll all be there at that, our local watering hole enjoying what they've done in our city. So thank you guys very much for that. In total, to give you an idea of what we've done over the past year, is the tax base prior to this year in the Central Business District was around $12 million. We've approved and closed on projects that should add another $120 million. To even out some of that residential versus CBD comparison so that we could actually afford to do some of the projects that you've seen here us discuss tonight. It's exciting, but it is just the beginning. Also in 2019, city staff, the DDA, specifically with Sam Collier, helped us enter into a process to figure out what exactly do we do with the acres that the city owns. We've owned it for some period of time. Previous board had done a fantastic job of buying that acreage when it was available. What were we going to do with it? So we decided to enter into a design process, a public design process, and we had fantastic members of our community come together, build teams, and come up with ideas of what that could be. The intent of that process was to take the best ideas of each design and come up with what would become the final design for that acreage. Little did we know that a relatively new resident, Sherry Locke, who I think I saw here tonight, came up with what I feel like is the perfect design, Design 9, as you may have heard. It is a fantastic opportunity for our city to partner with our DDA to create something really iconic in our downtown. It was one of those things that we were so excited about, you wanted it to start immediately. Unfortunately, that's not the way that it gets to happen. But we have made significant strides towards that. Recently, city staff, along with the DDA, have issued a RFQ for qualifications for the vertical construction of that piece. Soon, that process is now closed. Soon after that, there'll be an RFP for developers to come up with a proposal for the vertical construction. And at the same time, we'll be doing the city part. A truly amazing opportunity to do something iconic and in town that's different and uniquely Avondale. And I couldn't be more excited for that to begin. I wish it would have begun this year, but it's probably looking like sometime next year we'll actually see dirt turning on it. If you want to have some sort of idea of whether Downtown Green will be, you will notice that it's been scraped. Thanks to our partnership with Trammell Pro, they scraped some of that to give you an idea of where the Downtown Green will be. But a little over 2 acres downtown and in-town Atlanta is truly going to be something that is going to be special and different that most other towns can't say that they have here. It's something that we can be really proud of. In addition to those efforts, the DDA in 2019, I think was mentioned earlier with Lisa, purchased additional acre of property with great local businesses, Finders Keepers and Edwards Jarvis as being the tenants there, because we kept getting complaints from our business owners that they don't have enough parking. Who could have said that 5 years ago in our central business district? But we have vibrant businesses that need places for their customers to park, and luckily we had the opportunity to create something there, and we're doing that right now. That parking lot will be scraped. We'll begin to plan it out, light it so that it's comfortable and people can come in safely, park, walk over to Tudor Village, walk over to Arepa Mia, and really begin to walk around Avondale and enjoy many of our businesses that are thriving so well right now. We're excited about that. With all the redevelopment efforts that have happened, we can't lose sight of the fact that we have to continue to plan. It'll be important for us to continue to be proactive instead of reactive to development opportunities, and we're doing that. Jonathan mentioned a little bit earlier that last year we did a zoning audit. Surprised to find out a lot of our zoning ordinances don't meet our downtown master plan, and there was a need for us to get in and begin to start to make those marry and match. It's important. It helps our property and zoning board. It helps our ARB. It helps developers know what they can and can't do within our city. We budgeted for that expense this year in 2019. There's been an RFQ that's been put out, and soon we expect to choose someone to begin that process this year so that we can begin the zoning rewrite for us. We've also hired us consultants that should be finished in May doing a street grid study. If you've ever driven back in our central business district and some of the disjointed streets, it's hard to walk on a lot of those streets. They're working with us, the city staff, stakeholders and property owners to figure out how do we build a grid that is easily walkable, that you've got corners that have sidewalks, that have streetscapes, that have trees to cover so that we can build a walkable community that we want. We're excited for that study to come back and begin working on it, hopefully in May or June. And then finally, you can't talk about all these things until you can figure out how to pay for them. City staff engaged financial consultants, Davenport, some of the best here in Georgia, some of the best in the country, that have begun working with us last month. We were able to give a report on their initial findings with it on how we can begin to pay for some of these things like stormwater, the park, the downtown greens, so that we can responsibly do these things in a manner so that we don't leverage our citizens for these projects. I'm excited about this opportunity. I'm excited about what 2019 has to hold in the future for the Central Business District and our downtown.
Thank you, Brian. Well, all these developments and plans for improvement to our city can seem overwhelming. We'll be seeing new faces and changes in the places some of us have known and loved for decades. It can't be frightening, but it is inevitable. Things change, and deep inside we know that. These are high-impact and high-dollar projects that will take Avondale Estates on the road from potential to tangible progress. But other than adding something new to the landscape that makes Avondale a great place to live, work, and play, there are benefits to this progress that we need to talk about now. First, this progress primes us for commercial diversification. As history teaches us, reliance on a single economic sector is financially risky. To sustain the city's visibility and viability as a location of choice for residents and visitors, we need to enhance our already strong commercial footprint of businesses and expand it further. Currently, 90% of our tax base is composed of residential property taxes. Asking residents to shoulder a disproportionate share of the burden is not where we want to be in terms of funding the services that we all enjoy and appreciate. With the inclusion of more businesses, we can balance the scales and reduce the burden on residents. This progress forward will enable more efficient use of our resources to maintain a robust service delivery plan for our residents. Development of dormant and unused properties will also provide for a better use of space than is currently seen. This will bring about space for larger gatherings and events and better overall use of the areas that currently are underutilized. The potential is there. We want to better marshal our efforts and the city's resources to move forward. And we are moving forward as a city. Together we are laying the path to move forward from possibility to progress. For years we've been talking about how Avondale Estates is poised for success. We are now taking the steps towards a more sustainable future. The team you have heard from tonight has shown this initiative and commitment to seeing these priorities come to fruition. Dedicated to our city's vision and guided by the comprehensive plan and downtown master plan, we have placed before you this roadmap that we are excited to share and committed to completing. As you've heard tonight, we've already initiated necessary foundational projects, and we're working hard as a team to realize our collective goals for the future. We are excited about the progress already being made and even more excited about the next transformational steps. This is a team that works together to live up to the promises of progress we made as candidates and make now as elected officials in the city of Avondale Estates. We cannot do it without the support of our city employees, our community partners, and the boards and commissions that guide us. And we cannot do it without you, the citizens. You are our partners in this process. Your engagement informs and guides us to make the easy decisions and the tough ones. Your advocacy tells your story, our story, and the story of Avondale Estates. And I thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.